Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. Mark Henry and I talked to, for a first time ever, Wheeler Yuta, right here on Busted Open. He breaks down what's happening right now with AEW and how this has been one of the best weeks of his career. Also, speaking of AEW, we talked to owner and president Tony Khan right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Somebody who's had a huge week in the world of pro wrestling is our next guest, and that is, for first time ever on Busted Open, Wheeler Yuta joins us here. Sir, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
And I got to go back to what we saw last Friday at the Ring of Honor Superguard. By the way, congratulations on becoming your new ROH Pure Champion, but one hell of a show this past Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a sort of a changing of the guard for Ring of Honor, but it was great to see everyone there. Obviously, FTR versus the Briscoes, an incredible match, and then I came out on top with the Pure Championship, something I've wanted for a long time. So it's a really great night for me.
You know, like leading up into that match, we saw you standing in the ring with two iconic wrestlers and a historical figure in Mr. William Regal. Did you feel the first time you were in there that, you know, do I belong with these guys, or did you ever feel like, you know what, I'm approved to these guys that I do belong? Like, what was your thought processes?
I think at first, like when I walked back into the ring with those guys, leaving the best friends behind, I think my first goal was, these are the kind of guys that I want to be. These are the kind of guys that I look up to, I respect, and I want to be looked at as a wrestler just like those guys are. Someone who's serious, competitive, someone who can brawl, who can get after it on the mat with the best of them. So that was really my goal. So I definitely was looking up to them right up until Regal slapped me. And I think from that point forward, I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to prove myself to you guys. I'm going to show that I do belong with you guys. It's not just, I'm not a charity case. I'm someone that can earn his keep and someone that should be in there with you guys. So that was my mindset from the slap on.
Man, you look at what's been going on and you look at what's going to happen tonight on Rampage, stepping into the ring with a John Moxley. This is an important contest for you and your career tonight on Rampage.
Just a step up.
Yep.
Yeah. Moxley and I have had a few battles before. The first one, I don't know if you could call it a battle. A massacre would probably be a better assessment of that. I think it lasted maybe less than 3 minutes. Now it's a different ball game. I'm not scared of Moxley anymore. There's nothing he can do to me that he hasn't already done to me. He has beaten me down. He's He's bruised me, battered me. All I can do now is give my best and show that I deserve to be in there. So I've got a couple tricks up my sleeve, I think, tonight, and we'll see. My goal is to earn his respect, and if not, just get that win. But tonight's definitely a level up for me.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, you said to get the respect of I think that once you get the respect of your wrestling peers, the respect of the wrestling audience will come as well. Like, do you think about how you want to be portrayed to the audience, or do you just, you know, leave that alone and let the fans be the fans?
There's definitely some times where I think how they would perceive me. I like to think about what young Wheeler Yuta would think about watching my matches. But at the same time, I also know what I do. I know what I do well. So my goal is just to portray my strengths, do what I do, and hopefully the people will get behind me. And so far, it seems to be working.
Talk about these last few months being a part of AEW, to watch, you know, how you've grown, not only as a personality, but as a wrestler these last few months.
AEW is such a competitive environment, but in the best way possible. It's very positive and uplifting, but there's just so much talent. There's just so much talent that there, you have no choice but to either level up or get left behind. So I think being put in that environment has really helped me out, and it's allowed me to grow as both a wrestler and just a human being, you know, being around all of these people that I respect so much and who have done it for years and years. It's an environment where you really have to get stronger, get better, or else you're going to get left behind. So being in AEW, I think, has been the best thing for my career, hands down.
Is there pressure?
Oh, there's always pressure. But I think a lot of it is put on myself, because I look at these people and I see what the incredible things they're doing, and I want to be on that level. I see what a Kenny Omega, what a Hangman Adam Page is doing, and I know that one day I want to be there. I want to step up. I want to get to that level. I see Bryan Danielson. I know I want to get to that level. I see Jon Moxley. I know I want to be able to hang with him as well. So there's all kinds of pressure, but I think a lot of it is internal. A lot of it is me setting high expectations for myself. But I say bring on the pressure. I'm ready to go.
You know, Mark brought up about William Regal, and there's so many mentors and teachers in that locker room. Is there somebody that you go to get advice within that AEW locker room?
William Regal is definitely one, but it's sort of a tenuous relationship, obviously. I sort of ask him for little bits and pieces of advice here and there, but obviously I'm still trying to prove myself to him. But Mr. Regal is definitely one that I look to all the time. Jerry Lynn is an incredible coach that we have. I really love talking to him, speaking with him about my matches. So he's another one for sure. I was talking a lot with Orange Cassidy. He's one of my original trainers, but obviously that relationship's a little strained right now.
That's gone a little sour. It's gone a little sour.
Little sour. Maybe less of an orange, more of a grapefruit these days. But but there's a bunch of mentors, and it's a really great place to be. That's for sure.
What has been the moment for you so far in your career? Obviously, we know there's going to be big moments in the future, but what's the one thing you look back on in your career so far?
Last Wednesday against Bryan Danielson was so cool. It was in the Colonial Life Arena. My parents now live in South Carolina, so this is the first time they've seen me wrestle since I was like 17 years old. Being in there with someone that I looked up to for so long. I don't know if I've said this before, but I used to like pirate ROH DVDs with his matches on them. Like, that's, it was just amazing. custom Bryan Danielson compilations that I made.
I'm sure there was a bunch of Nigel McGuinness matches with him, right? That you were watching.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's plenty of them, but so it was really cool to be able to kind of have that come full circle. And it was someone that, and be able to do it in front of my parents was really special to me. My parents, a lot of friends were there. So it was a great night for sure. Just wish I had won.
Awesome. I'll talk about the light switch coming on, or I'll talk about the lightning striking. Like, what point in your career did you feel like the switch came on to where, you know, I could go in there with anybody, I feel comfortable with anybody, and damn it, if I have to just punch him in the mouth, I'm gonna just punch him in the mouth. When did that happen for you?
I think it started to happen a little bit into my time in AEW, honestly. I look at two matches that happened pretty close together. One would be a match I had with Pentagon on Dark. We were in DC, so I was able to just drive to the show. I wasn't sure what I would be doing that day. And then out of the blue, I have this match with Penta El Cerro Miedo, and it was definitely a big challenge, a big step up for me, but I felt like I delivered. And that was sort of a turning point for me. Like, oh, I can do this. I belong here. And then pretty shortly after that, I had round two with John Moxley. It was not a mugging as the first one was. This was at least a match. And I was like, I'm getting there. I'm starting to level up. I'm starting to step up and prove that I can do it. So those were two moments where I really felt like I was starting to find my footing. And now I think it's starting to take off.
Wow.
You know, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the future. Because I can see the light switches coming on. And I just can't wait for that one time where it's so bright and so illuminated that, you know, you are in your own glory, that you're in your place. And a lot of work isn't going to be involved in it, but it's not just the physical thing, it's the mental thing. Like the you ever watch The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to become Neo. You have to believe in yourself to a point to where it's almost arrogant. And when you can believe in yourself to the point of almost arrogance without you being an ass, you'll be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, some old Yoda shit, but I'm just saying.
No, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Wheeler, you know, you mentioned moments before. What was the moment for you that you knew that you wanted to be a professional wrestler?
So when I was a little kid, we were at my cousin's house in Philadelphia. I was like 4 or 5, and they were playing a wrestling video game. And I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So I was watching them play it. And then I didn't know that pro wrestling existed. So I didn't know that real people did this. And then they said, do you know that real people do this? It'll be on at 8 o'clock. We can watch it. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So then the first time I saw wrestling, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And then as I got a little bit older, I was like, maybe I could actually do this. And then I wound up signing up for wrestling school. And ever since then, I've just been traveling around trying to make my name, find my way. But yeah, really from the first moment, I was like, I think this is something that I want to do.
That's amazing. Have you been able to kind of like enjoy it? I mean, Mark and I talk about the world of pro wrestling moving so fast, but have you been able to enjoy some of these moments that you've been able to accomplish?
I've been trying to take a few moments here and there to kind of stop and smell the roses, I guess, as you say. It really helps me when I see kind of how other people react. You know, I was talking about my parents. After I won the Pure Championship, I went to visit them for the weekend, and being able to just show my dad the championship belt was a moment where I was like, wow, I'm really doing this. I'm really accomplishing what I set out to accomplish. So I've been trying to, but at the same time, the work is just starting for me. I'm 25 years old, hopefully have a long career ahead of me. So I can't get too complacent now. So I try to take the small moments to stop and smell the roses, but I want to work.
Have those cousins of yours asked for money yet, saying that they got you into wrestling, that you owe them? It's coming. They're going to hit you up.
I have one of them asking to be my manager, and I asked what his cut would be, and it was much higher than the standard 10%. So they're asking for sure. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, just say
hopefully
no.
get us some tickets in Philly.
There you go. And you know what, for you, and you just said that you used to, you know, have those compilation DVDs of, you know, of Brian Danielson's matches with Ring of Honor, to see that Tony Khan bought Ring of Honor, for you to be on that Ring of Honor supercard, for you to hold this ROH Pure Championship, that's got to be really cool for you, having watched Ring of Honor, having followed it, having been a passionate fan, and now being a big part of the resurgence of this organization.
Yeah, one of those matches on that DVD was the unification match between Nigel McGuinness and Brian Danielson in 2006. So when the Pure Championship, to me, was always just like this mythical thing that I would never be able to have. It was defunct for over 10 years. It was like, yeah, I'll never be able to earn that one. And then when it came back in the Pure Championship tournament, that was actually when I made my debut in Ring of Honor. I tried, I failed, I couldn't get it. And then I thought my career was taking another path. So to be able to now come back to Ring of Honor to win that championship, sort of, I guess, right the wrong that I was never able to have it, is really special to me. I never thought that I would be able to even compete for the championship, much less hold it. So this is it's a real dream come true for me.
Wow.
It's awesome. Good luck tonight. AEW Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. You going up against Jon Moxley. Don't tell Renee, but I'm going to be rooting for you, Wheeler, tonight on Rampage. It's just between you and I. But Wheeler, congratulations.
And everybody that just listen.
Wheeler, congratulations, man. Can't wait to see more moments. Can't wait to see this match tonight on Rampage.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, tune in tonight, 10 o'clock.
What is up, everyone? It's Jeff Ratcliff, the host of the Rant Podcast. Join me weekdays for my unique brand of insight and analysis that will help you crush your fantasy football leagues and DFS contests. I'm also bringing you the sharpest betting angles, unique parlays, and the need-to-know info that helps put units in your pocket. The Rant, the fantasy football podcast that's on every winning lineup. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Owner and president of AEW, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you, Dave. How are you?
We're great. A lot to talk to you about, Tony, because we had the opportunity to speak to Wheeler Yuta this morning and also William Regal. And William Regal, I mean, amazing. Mark and I have talked a lot about the talent that you've been able to hire, and probably no better hire than William Regal. Just talking to him, Tony, the knowledge that he shared with us just in a 20-minute interview, amazing, and such a good addition to what you have with AEW right now.
I'm so excited to have Lord Regal in AEW. I am so excited he's going to be at AEW Rampage on TNT tonight. And he's become a huge part of the company. And two of his star pupils are featured on Rampage, bookending the show. I think we're going to start the show out, like you were saying, Dave, with an awesome match to kick things off with Bryan Danielson versus Trent Barretta. And we have a huge main event. And I know you spoke to the Ring of Honor Pure Champion, Wheeler Yuta. He's got probably the biggest match of his career tonight on Rampage on TNT against Jon Moxley. And I'm excited.
Who he knows really well already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like you said, Mark, right before I came on, I think you're going to get a chance to interview both men tonight. And I believe you're going to see a very different Wheeler Yuta tonight. And I think, you know, you already heard that earlier on the program. I think he sounds more determined, and it just feels like this has all the makings of a really classic must-watch match and a really great show tonight, I think, top to bottom. And Dave, you were just running down the card, all the stars on the show.
Yep.
I had done an interview earlier this week, you know, saying that I really feel I wanted to get back to making Rampage absolutely must-watch. No question that Rampage is an A show. And I think this is a great way to show the fans. You know, last week we had a loaded card, Young Bucks versus Top Flight to start the show. And I think a tremendous match to end the show, Keith Lee versus Powerhouse Hobbs. And again, this week going at it with a huge card. And of course, we all know what's coming on Rampage next week with a special start time. It's a lot of exciting stuff happening in wrestling.
I mean, talk about that, because you said it on our show on Wednesday about Rampage, and then get that announcement what's going to happen next week, Texas Deathmatch between Adam Cole and your AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Hangman Page.
Well, I'm really, really excited for that match. It's going to be Adam Cole versus Hangman Page, Texas Deathmatch for the AEW World Championship next week on Rampage. Special start time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Nice.
Will be live in the Dallas Metroplex. We all know what great wrestling fans they are in Dallas, and you know, figured why wait? I think it was a great time to get in there and have not only Rampage but Battle of the Belts next week. And you know, that match, Adam Cole versus Adam Page, Texas Death Match, I think is something everybody in not just AEW, but in the world of wrestling, is really looking forward to. And both of those men, Adam Cole and Adam Page, speaking of the world of wrestling, have wrestled not only for AEW, but also internationally for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And, of course, today just finalized and just made this big announcement that AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage will be shown in Japan on New Japan World. Wow. It's another great step in the partnership, and we were just getting that finalized and just got that squared away before I joined you guys today. So it's a huge milestone and another big step for both companies, I think.
You know, Tony, that's, first of all, congratulations, because that's an awesome deal. And I know how much you appreciate and respect New Japan. So, man, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's, you know, another great step in the partnership. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. And, you know, all the great fans will get to see AEW Dynamite. And Mark, they're going to get to see you every week on AEW Rampage now in Japan on New Japan World, interviewing the great stars before the main event. And this week, you happen to have two great wrestlers, John Moxley and Wheeler Yuta. They've also both competed in New Japan and wrestle there regularly. And I just have a feeling tonight, again, this is going to be a main event you are not going to want to miss tonight on Rampage on TNT at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, Moxley versus Yuta. And honestly, I know you guys had a great interview with Lord Regal earlier today before I joined you, in addition to Yuta. And I think Regal, not only a pleasure on your show, and it's a pleasure to have Mark broadcasting on Rampage, but I'm also really looking forward to having Regal in the commentary booth tonight on commentary for Trent Barretta versus Bryan Danielson on Rampage tonight.
Tony, I appreciate you coming on and breaking news on Busted Open. That's always great. Also, Wheeler Yuta has seemed to have lightning strike him. Like, I mean, he is a young guy that over the last few weeks has really started to kind of step up and stand his ground. Is that something that you saw coming?
Yeah, absolutely. I did see it coming. And, you know, it really came to fruition. It felt like the crowd had gotten behind Yuta in his matches. And it isn't a one-time thing. Consistently, the crowd has been getting behind Yuta. And really, this is the biggest week, two-week period of this young wrestler's career. Last week on Dynamite, we saw him have a classic with Bryan Danielson. Of course, it came out. I think Bryan Danielson is arguably the best wrestler in the world. He may have gotten final result, but I think Wheeler Yuta earned a lot of respect and also learned a lot. He took what he learned and took the support of the fans, and he went to the Ring of Honor Supercard 1 week ago, and he became the Ring of Honor Pure Champion. He's a pure wrestler, but he's also a street fighter and a brawler. He can do a little bit of everything, and you can just feel the fans really believing in him. And I think coming off that Ring of Honor Pure Championship win, he's got a lot of momentum. He just seems like he keeps getting better and better, and he is running into the closest thing we have in pro wrestling to a buzzsaw, John Moxley. And I think it's all coming together at the right time. I'm very excited for the match. And honestly, Mark, I'm pretty excited to watch you interview these two guys and try and contain energy between Yuta and Moxley ahead of this great match.
Well, you and me both. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. I mean, you talked about the 2 year, the 2 weeks with Wheeler Yuta. These next 2 weeks for AEW is going to be ultra exciting as well, because you talk about Rampage next week, Battle of the Belts coming up Saturday, April 16th, Nyla Rose against Thunder Rosa. Can't wait to see that match, Tony.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming. I think, there's a lot happening here. You have Thunder Rosa, the Women's World Champion. She won that championship on March 16th. In San Antonio, and now March 16th in San Antonio is actually Thunder Rosa Day every year going forward. Pretty cool. They'll be able to celebrate the St. Patrick's Day Slam there, I think, every year with Thunder Rosa's win followed by St. Patrick's Day. And not only commemorating the St. Patrick's Day Slam in Texas, but that historic championship win 1 week later after that, March 23rd, in Austin, Texas, Thunder Rosa came out to address the fans, you know, in her home state that really supported her all the way to the championship. And she got jumped. She got attacked by Nyla Rose, the former champion. Nyla Rose, of course, won the title also in Austin, Texas. And she had said Thunder Rosa really hogging the spotlight, stealing the spotlight for herself, that Nyla Rose, former champion who won that championship in that very building, had every much as, you know, good of a claim to that time, had every right to be out there. And now we're going back to Texas, battle of the belts. And it feels like a great time to settle the score between Nyla Rose and Thunder Rosa. And like you, Dave, I'm really looking forward to that match next Saturday at Battle of the Belts on TNT. It'll be a great championship match. And between now and then, we got a lot more great championship action in store for us.
There's no doubt about it. And you know, and I spoke to Thunder Rosa because, like you just said, for that date to be her day in San Antonio, and it's crazy what a year she had had in between those two matches with Dr. Britt Baker. So I'm really looking forward to it because, Tony, as you know, how do you fall in love with wrestling? The stories and emotional investment. And I think that women's division on AEW has been able to do that, especially your world champion, Thunder Rosa.
Absolutely. You know, we think so highly of Thunder Rosa, the women's world champion, and also of Nyla Rose, the former champion, and everything she's done to raise the division. A lot of the best matches in the history of the division also include Nyla Rose. I think we think of great matches like the steel cage match where Thunder Rosa won the championship from Britt Baker. And really 1 year prior, the inaugural St. Patrick's Day Slam, the lights out match that really helped put both careers on a great trajectory where they would both be future champions. Mm-hmm. And now it's absolutely a peril. You know, for me, it's one of the biggest matches next week, but I have to say, it's a perilous situation Nyla created for Thunder Rosa. It's a huge challenge in front of her. And I think there's going to be a lot of situations next week, championship matches, championship situations, they will be resolved. It's like a fan appreciation week again next week with all the things we're doing. We've got a live Dynamite in New Orleans. We've already announced the World Tag Team Championship will be on the line. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus defending the Tag Team Championship against Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, Red Dragon, another huge World Championship match. We've already announced Hangman Page live Friday night, special start time 1 week from today. Hangman Page versus Adam Cole, Texas Death Match. Just absolutely one of the biggest matches we've ever had in AEW. And I feel confident saying probably the most high stakes match ever on AEW Rampage. And again, kind of keeping that theme that we're talking about tonight on TNT, we have that stacked card that you just can't miss. And again, next week, the special start time for Rampage live show, huge match, Hangman versus Adam Cole, Texas Death Match that you just don't want to miss. Coming back Saturday with Battle of the Belts. And also tonight on Rampage, I will have some more announcements for the card for Dynamite next week in New Orleans. One in particular I'm working on that I'm really excited about that would be a really special match if we can get it put together. So that's also something here I've been working on before I jumped on with you guys. Awesome. In addition to that great announcement we made with New Japan and AEW together teaming up to put Dynamite and Rampage in Japan on New Japan World. A lot of other exciting things happening in the world of pro wrestling. And tonight on Rampage, we'll be able to hit on a lot of those things, I think.
I can't wait to hear my voice dubbed over in Japanese.
Well, you know what? Nobody can do justice to you, Mark. And, I will say, when you say it's time for the main event, the people say it with you. It gets an amazing reaction from the fans in the arenas every week. And I know tonight will be no exception. And it feels like tonight on TNT, the main event is very special, and as special really as I can remember it feeling in a really long time, which I think bodes well for the show tonight.
That's awesome. Tony, I don't know if you know or not, but we, during our WrestleMania party, we had a roast of Dave LaGreca. If you were going to roast Dave, is there anything that you would that you would touch on?
Yeah, well, I heard some things about Dave that I would question. First of all, with Dave's friendship with Thunder Rosa, it seems like Dave, you know, you only started really kissing up to Thunder Rosa once you realized, you know, she could beat you up, and you really tried to stand up to her and physically accost her at times. And
no, that's not true.
She's a very tough woman, Dave, and I think and she beat the hell out of you. Let's be honest.
She did. She did. She beat the snot out of me, Tony. Let's face it. I was embarrassed.
Literally, I saw the snot fly out when she dropped kicked you in the chest.
Well, I think it's great. You're friends with AEW Women's World Champion Thunder Rosa now, but it took a while for you to get there, and really only after you kind of waved the white flag, Dave.
I did. I did wave that white flag, Tony. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she did beat me up, but now we're like besties. Now we're close friends, you know? Though she may be a little upset at the fact that I did buy a Nyla Rose AEW figure. Oh, she may, God. I mean, I had to. I saw it. I had to buy it.
Your relationship with Thunder Rosa is really starting to remind me of Britt and Rebel.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay. All right. Yep. All right.
Okay. I wonder if Thunder Rosa knows your actual name, or if she's calling you, like, you know, Dean LaGreca.
All right. Well, you got me on that one. And if you missed the roast, Tony, you definitely have to check it out, because I think you would find it funny. My wife, Violetta, absolutely was a star of that roast and verbally destroyed me on Saturday in front of over 1,000 people, Tony. It was embarrassing.
I love it. Well, that sounds like right up my alley. I would love to watch you get embarrassed in front of 1,000 people. So I will definitely check that out.
And one last question off of wrestling, and I had to ask you because it's been a big topic over the last couple of days that I'm getting completely destroyed. I've never seen the movie Top Gun. Have you seen the movie Top Gun, Tony?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course? What do you mean? What do you mean, of course?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Of course, please.
This is America, Dave. I've seen Top Gun.
I won. Oh, it was scratch on the line.
There was, I'm sorry. So I'm sorry, Tony. In 1986, there's just too much wrestling to watch for me to spend the time to watch Top Gun.
So what were you doing for the next 36 years?
Well, I'm watching wrestling, Tony. You know, that's why I've been married 3 times.
Well, every once in a while, Dave, every once in a while, you got to punch out and relax and, you know, smell the roses. And you should see Top Gun. It's a fun movie.
All right. Well, not tonight, because tonight we got AEW Rampage, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Believe me, that takes priority over some, you know, silly Top Gun movie. There's no doubt about that. But this is a big show tonight. Wheeler Yuta going up against Jon Moxley. You're going to see Shane Strickland as well tonight here on AEW Rampage. So, Tony, first of all, congratulations on everything with New Japan, New Japan World. That is awesome news. And, Tony, I can't wait to watch AEW Rampage tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.